let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, Mars Resort has been a staple on Lake Como within the Lake Geneva community for over 100 years. The French Country Inn is also included in that whole thing, the getaway in Lake Geneva, and to talk about it all, Scott Poole joins us on the map. Scott, how are you, buddy?
David Plyer, good evening. How are you?
Good. I know you wanted to start off with being a single male dating in Lake Geneva, but I only have about 5 minutes, not 3 hours tonight. So,
yeah, that's a long, long conversation, David.
It is a long conversation. You know, every day is busy at Mars. I don't care when you go in there in the middle of January on a hot July day, no matter when. Great ribs, fish fries, Saturday night prime rib, old fashions, live music. It can't get any better than that, right?
Yeah, tonight's another busy example. We have about a 2.5 hour wait right now, and people are happy to wait. You know, our walleye, our fish fry is great. So people have, you know, we've been around for 100 years. So people have come to know that Mars, you can count on it.
In the summer, you get a little cruise on this massive pontoon that you guys put together. But, you know, there's live music. So, I mean, grab a drink, grab a cocktail, enjoy, sing along until your table's ready, right?
It's the perfect setting. I mean, our beach is our waiting room. You know, so we're really lucky because people can enjoy great sunset. And, like, that 45-foot pontoon boat is a great example of how to help pass the time. So.
And I know in the wintertime, you guys add some more weekday specials on your menu. Talk a little bit about that.
We do. So over the course of the last couple of years, we've come up with specials. So Monday, we have meatloaf. Tuesday, we have chicken pot pie that's really popular. Wednesday, we started offering our fish fry so everybody's not jamming in here on Friday night. So we offer our famous fish fry twice a week. Thursday, by far, is the star of the show. That's Jägerschnitzel. Yeah. We sell about 150 plates of that a night. It's fantastic. And then it's Friday night, of course, fish fry. Saturday is our prime rib. And then Sunday is our fried chicken. So every night of the week, you have something you can come in and get a little discount on and delicious food coming out of the kitchen.
And this is funny, but like you and Arnie, you guys grew up on the lake. And you guys grew up on the lake out there, and now you end up, you know, yeah, owning the place and running the place.
I mean,
we did as boys.
We used to rent boats out, and Arnie would hang out with me, and it's a great story. I mean, it's a really long history together, and we enjoy it.
Absolutely. Now, in the wintertime, there's a lot of things happening up in Lake Geneva, but especially at Mars, the French Country, and the getaway. Let's talk about Mars a little bit. You guys do these very, very cool igloos outside.
We do. We take our summer party tent down, and the same deck, it turns into our fire and ice deck, and we have 6 heated, decorated, clear igloos. So, you know, just picture your family there on a snowy night. You know, you're hanging out outside in their heated igloos, so you don't get cold. It holds groups of 4 to 8 people. And, you know, our igloo platters, they serve everybody, and they range from our famous ribs to a shrimp Dijon appetizer. We have these huge, colossal pretzels, so something for everybody. The kids, we have pub sliders, and it really brings everybody together. It's a different environment. It got popular during COVID, and we've just kept it going. It's really a neat thing to do.
I love that. And you're doing a Santa igloo thing too, right?
We are. We have a regular that comes in here, and he does Santa for a bunch of charities up here, and he says, hey, I'd love to do Santa for you on Saturday, this December 14th and Saturday, December 21st from 4 to 10 o'clock. He's going to be visiting the igloos, popping in and, you know, talking to all the kids and coming through the restaurant. So those are going to be 2 special nights up here.
All right. Cocktails with Santa. All right.
Yeah.
So
can't beat that.
Can't beat that. So down the street is the French Country Inn. It's a 33-room resort. Yeah. Also has its own restaurant. But the inn has a ton of history. It has a ton of history in Chicago's mob days, and a lot of the rooms there are named after that. But they're beautiful rooms. They're actually right on the lake, which is very rare for a hotel to be right there. Like, when you go step out on your balcony, the lake is almost like running under you.
You're 10 feet from the water. I mean, it's maybe 15. It's outstanding. And when you're laying in that bed, you look out the window, you just see water. You feel like you're almost on a cruise ship, you know?
You do. And at the inn, too, there's a breakfast with Santa coming up at the getaway, which is the restaurant where you do your, when you do a bed and breakfast, you get your breakfast there, but they're also doing a breakfast with Santa.
And that's the same weekend. So Santa's going to be at the getaway in the morning from 10 until 1 p.m. on the same dates, December 14th and the 21st. So he's going to have a busy weekend up there.
You know what I love, even though when we get, you know, we will get another warm day or two in November, and people are always still outside on the patio, on the lake all year round.
Well, our deck right now, I have a couple heaters out there. We probably have 40 people just standing outside enjoying it. It's not cold. It's comfortable out there with the heaters. It's a nice night, and the lake is perfectly calm, all the reflections from the stars and whatnot. So really neat.
What also stunned me on Sundays out there, and again, through the entire football season, I mean, you might have Bears on one TV, Packers on the other. Do you have any predictions? You're a Chicago guy living in Wisconsin. Where are you at with the Bears-Packers on
Sunday?
Well,
I can tell you, every year I start my life out again as a Bears fan, and at the end of every season, I'm tired of dying on the cross. I mean, we're still rebuilding from 85, right?
Yes, we are. We'll have to see.
It's hard to live in Wisconsin as a Bears fan. I can tell you that because Packers are so passionate.
They are. They absolutely are. Well, I'll tell you what. Visit all three of these great places. Mars Resort on Lake Como, mars-resort.com, frenchcountryinn.com, and thegetawayrestaurant.com. All of Lake Geneva's very best. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. And I'll have a cocktail with you soon.